Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Prompt Us is a production of iHeartRadio.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Prompt Us podcast. We're so excited to learn with you and grow with you today. I am Gabriel, one of your hosts, and I am here with my co-hosts, Zach and Chad.
What's up?
Hi.
What's up, everyone?
Yo, welcome back to my channel.
Welcome to the club.
Yo, boys, I don't want to waste any time. I said that before for something. Anyway, I don't want to waste any more time because we're in the mood, right?
Yeah. Well, right before the podcast, we were kind of just like talking about things. And we're like, wait, that's perfect for this topic. Hit record.
Stop, record. Go. Quick.
Hurry.
So real quick though, before we do jump in, I just want to let you know that you can submit your own prompts for the Prompt Us podcast. That's the whole thing. That's the whole shebang. Anyway, you can submit your prompts over at promptuspodcast.com. You can also submit audio versions. We would love to hear your beautiful voice ask that prompt. All right. So today's prompt is from Mia, and Mia is from Slovakia.
Wow.
Which is gangster. So Mia,
we got a worldwide reach out.
Worldwide. Let's go. And
worldwide.
Mr. Worldwide. And Mia prompted, how do you deal with big life changes? So Chad, a big life change right now is that you are still in the US. Unfortunately, you couldn't be with us here today. How's that going for you?
The change specifically is that...
True, that's good. I just dropped it.
Is that he had to deal with all the technical stuff that I set up in my office because he's at my place right now.
Thank you for specifying.
Yeah, anyway.
That's good.
So,
yeah,
continue, Chad.
I think this wasn't as big of a change for me as some other things we'll mention in this podcast because I have a great team with me where you boys have made it so simple for me to walk in here. But I'm not going to lie. I like almost crap my pants because our podcast, you know... It's really important to me. It's really important to both of you. And for me to like try to get my computer set up to ping satellites through Skype to make sure that there's not like a significant delay for me watching you. And then I have to Bluetooth connect it
Matrix,
from like 2 feet away to make sure that I can hear your actual audio and it records my audio, but not the computer's audio. And the camera has its own audio is recording. And then I'm like, whoa, like this is a lot to handle.
Dude, I'm stressed for you.
But
dude, you like... made that so much more dramatic than it needed to be. You're like, and the satellite's in space and Elon Musk is listening in too.
In a world, three guys, one mic.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, no, I mean, change. Good. I think, Zach, I'm glad you started with that because I think it's important for people to know that change is the only constant in life. And so we can run, but you can't hide. Like, hide your children, hide your wives, hide your husband, because change is out there. It's coming for you. Like, change is there and it's coming and you need to be ready for it. And so that's what this whole podcast is about, is how do you handle change? If change is going to happen, how do you handle it? Because there are things that are kind of fun change. Like, you know, say if you're getting into a new relationship, that's like a, that's a fun change, right? For most people, I guess. Yeah. But then there's also other change that can be like, it can be hard, but good. And then there's other change that's like hard, but bad change, you know? And so I think it's important for us to talk about, like, oh, there are huge different types of change. You know, there can be ones that like we like end up celebrating, like say if we get out of a relationship or we get out of a career that was unhealthy for us. Like, yeah, it's hard right now, but this is going to have a good change on my life. But then there's also other change. Like there's a shock factor where imagine like a sudden illness or a global pandemic that can have a shock. And it's really hard to be able
imagine.
To yeah, imagine that. Right. So
if you guys could imagine it.
Yeah. Never been in one. Have
that's
you?
So good to
like. So, oh my gosh, anyways, man. I think it's really important for us to process. Okay, like since change is going to happen, and change can be either really, really good or okay or really bad. What do we do? How do we handle it? And have you boys had any significant changes in your life other than the obvious?
Yeah. Do you want me to start? Zach, start.
I just talked.
Well, can I jump in real quick before you start what you're going to say?
That's why I asked.
I just want. I like that I let you start and then I cut you off.
Gabe, but, did you have something to say? Because I'm going to say it. If you don't, but if you have something to say, you can say it.
No. I'll say what I'm going to say, but I'll wait for someone to go first. Yeah. So then I'll remember what I have.
It's about the drama, boys. It's about the drama. But I just wanted to add, I think what you said is so good, Chad. I think it's important to distinguish the different kinds of change because, you know, change, all change can be hard, but doesn't mean it's good or bad. You know, it can be, or it could just be, it is what it is. And I think the thing to also add to that is that change that's spurred on by you, spurred on the right word, spurred.
That sounds started.
Gross. Yeah, change that you initiate.
That you are the catalyst.
There we go. You're the catalyst of
all
that
the buzzwords.
Change. Yeah, exactly, bro. We're just trying to get those keywords for the algorithm. But, you know, like all of these words, you know, change that you initiate or you're the catalyst of tends to be really like exciting. But change that's not in your control is really what hurts a lot. So anyway, I just wanted to mention that because I think it's important to know to be prepared for both kinds of change.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I experienced a huge change recently that I was in control of, and it was exciting. Hard. It was exciting, but it wasn't. It was hard, like what you were saying, Chad. The change was when I moved from LA to back to Florida, and we moved into the house and everything. And that was some of that. I'm just going to read the little like blurb I wrote on it because it was something that I learned. And I think I've talked about it before, but it's something that I very much learned with expectations that I have for self-initiated change, you know?
Dang. All right, here we go. That was a Chad moment. Yeah. Let's go.
There we go. I'm just trying to be like Chad. That's all that it is.
Aren't we all?
I don't need to chill.
Okay. So I just wrote, oh my gosh. So I just wrote down, don't have a set idea about, let me actually read. Sorry guys, I was homeschooled. Don't have a set idea about what things will be like. Okay guys, come on.
Sorry, bro. You did that.
Was
did
funny
that.
I know.
What are you going to do?
Just whatever. Anyway, don't have a set idea about what things will be like. You can't tell the future, so you'll probably be wrong and in turn disappointed. So like that in a nutshell, that was just like a little blurb that I wrote from my experience with moving because I kind of had these ideas of like, this is what my work life will look like. And this is what,
the
you know, yeah, right? This is what it'll be like with, you know, my social life or friends or whatever. And then family. And this is what it's going to be like when we're in the house. And, you know, just having these like crazy expectations of what things could be like or how I would feel doing these, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And everything was just different. It was just different. Like, I couldn't tell the future, and my expectations were different than what the reality ended up being. And it was so hard for me to process. Like, I was like, why am I depressed right now? Like, I just moved into a house that my wife and I just built.
I'm with, like, friends and family.
Yeah, I'm around people I grew up with, whatever, you know, all the things that I was going through.
You said that you needed to feel better, essentially.
Yeah. And I was like, these things will, you know, help with everything. And not that they made it worse. Like, it really was the expectation that, that made it worse because reality was different than what actually happened. Mm-hmm. And in future, I know it really just allowed me to understand that in the future, when change is going to happen, in a moment that I can anticipate change or be the catalyst of change, to not have, not give it so much weight and not have a bunch of expectation around that thing. And just give, you know, trust to the Lord. Like, it could be bad or could be good, whatever the change may be, but know that, like, this change is about to happen. I just need to prepare myself to, like, be emotionally okay for whatever the outcome is and just, like, give it up to God.
Yeah.
To, like, fully understand that whatever happens,
yeah, he's got you.
He's, you know, in control of the situation and has everything under.
So good, man. Mm-hmm. How about you, Chad, bro?
Yeah. as you were talking, I was thinking about different changes I've had to go through too, because I know sometimes it's fun to just come up with, like, tips on how to handle change and stuff like that, but, like, testimony is always so much stronger. You know what I mean? And I remember whenever I decided to move to California to pursue an acting career back in 2013, I moved there. And I packed my car with everything I own, and I had like $600 in my bank account, and I was gonna have a couch to crash on that fell through, by the way, and my cell phone broke whenever I got there. My laptop was already broken whenever I got there. My car's having issues. It was just like, but like, I really wasn't mad at the change, because I was like, I didn't really have much to lose. And the reason I'm mentioning that is because I didn't have much skin in the game. And now fast forward. When I lived in LA, I was a nanny, and then I ended up winning a modeling competition. And then they moved me to Miami to start modeling. And then I started making a little guacamole, you know, a little bit of dinero, as they say. And
a little bit of spice.
Then my agent said to me, hey, I want you to move to Europe, and I want you to go there for this amount of time, and we're gonna get your portfolio built out, then you'll come back here. And so for me, that was such a hard thing for me to process, because I had a good thing going. I had a really good thing going. I was doing really well. I had an apartment on South Beach, and I could, you know, I could put my toes in the sand anytime I wanted to. I worked, you know, maybe 8 days a month, and it was a great, and now I have to change everything to hope that I get work, right? In a new place. And then, because if I leave Miami, now someone's going to take my consistent work that I have. And so I'm now forfeiting that. So for me, I was really stuck in this place of, oh wow, I'm going to lose a lot here. And that was a really hard thing for me to embrace, was thinking like, man, I had a lot to lose. But then I thought about it. I was like, dang, Lord, I was so willing to follow you, and I had nothing else to lose. And now I have a lot to lose. And now I don't want to follow you. You know, I don't want to follow these promptings or these opportunities. And so I think that as we're processing change, like, what about the change is upsetting us? And of course, we mentioned earlier that there is change that is like straight up difficult and sucky, you know, but then there's other types of change that can be difficult and also potentially good, you know? And so for me, I think that I've definitely had a few health things in change that really like have been interesting, because you kind of just have to like accept it, you know? And I think what's really special about that, and I'm not trying to be an eternal optimist here. I don't want to have like, you know, there's this new thing that people are calling, it's called toxic happiness, which is just people that are overly happy all the time, especially in times where they shouldn't be. So
wait, is that actually a
it's
thing?
It's
just like a forced happiness, right?
Yeah. And so I don't want to be that guy, but you know, hindsight's 20/20. You guys know that. And so as I'm looking back on some of the stuff I went through, it brought me to such a vulnerable space. The change that was happening to me, it brought me to such a vulnerable space. And then I got to interact with people, and I got to feel closer to God, and I got to feel loved and accepted in a place where the change I thought would make me worse, but because of the way things worked out, I actually was better off because of the change. And that doesn't mean that those things got better for me, like say physically. That means that like the things around me got better, and I on the inside, I felt better. I felt closer to people. I felt like, you know, because if you have this like, you know, this, imagine there's like a wedding cake. You know what I mean? If you look at it, I mean, holy cow, these people spend a ton of money on these things, like a ton of money. You almost don't want to cut it. It's too perfect. You know what I mean? And then the next thing you do, nobody remembers what the wedding cake looks like. People remember the bride and groom shoving it in each other's faces, right? That's what they remember. Isn't that so special? And so you take something that's beautiful and then you change it and you shove it in each other's faces, but that's the good stuff. Like that's the good stuff. And I love that because I had a bunch of nasty cake shoved in my face and now they're good memories. And that's the good stuff in my life.
Yeah, dude, that's awesome. And I love
me
the way she, well, like I love both of you guys. Come on, bro. Love. No, what I was going to say was like the past year, the amount of change everyone has experienced in the past year, but what everyone can probably also say is how much they've learned and self-reflected and grown personally.
Yeah.
From an inherently really, really crappy situation. Yeah. And I think that's something good to understand. If you can anticipate going into a season of change and like are there or are able to understand that you're going into it before you do, just having that
perspective shift.
In your head, like knowing, okay, whether this is good or bad, honestly, if it is bad, I'm going to learn a lot from it. Mm-hmm. Like if things are crappy and I don't feel like good through this season, at least I'm going to come out of the other side better.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have grown. I'll have stress applied to me. That's going to make me stronger. It's like working out, you know, you tear your muscles to make them grow bigger, you know, and change. Yeah. Maybe you'll learn through like happy change or change that's really positive, but the positive part of really negative change is the growth and learning experience that you're going to have through that entire season.
Yeah, man, the negative experiences definitely hurt the most. But like you said, like, what's that 21 Pilots song, Chad? It's like, you don't get thicker skin without getting hurt.
Is that what it is?
It's I need to just look it like, up. Yeah, I think that's what it is.
And and like, you don't get a Prompt Us podcast without a few ads.
Oh my word.
Dude, I was going to make you wait longer to get that in there. Dang it, dude.
I'm very disappointed in both of you. You exploited my love of 21 Pilots to throw an ad in here.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect.
Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Dude, oh my gosh.
Was that, what were you going to say?
No, I can't remember. That was better than what I was going to throw at you, dude.
Dude, I was just like, he's going to talk and then I will be able to correlate something.
Yeah, that's great, bro. Dang, I overthink it when I do it. Anyway, but yes, thanks, Gabe, for jumping on that one.
Far dude, out, I had
bro.
To do it,
you
bro.
You had to do it, bro. But yeah, man, I think like those times where you come out the other side, like you said, Chad, like hindsight's 2020, and you look back and you're like, ah, that's why that changed happened. That change happened. But I mean, I don't want to bring the mood down because we're vibing and stuff. But, you know, one bit of change that doesn't feel like that sometimes is like, you know, a family member passing away or like someone close to you passing away. And I think, you know, we've been talking about a lot of different kinds of change. So I feel like grief is probably like the next one in the list to talk about. But, you know, when my uncle passed away, how sudden the change was, like the poor dude just had an accident. And it was just like the next day, like that was it. It was like, you know, my uncle no longer was around, and that sudden change and especially negative change, you know, hit my whole family like a ton of bricks. And I think you saying it, Gabe, you know, it's about being prepared for that. And sometimes you just feel like, I'm not prepared.
Yeah,
like,
I don't think you are ever prepared for this, man.
No way. But, you know, we talked about in our last podcast how you know, about criticism. It's like, it's how you respond. Same with change. Like, change is about how you respond. And, you know, when that happened, it would have been really easy to, you know, and it's okay. Everyone grieves in their own way. And, you know, when someone's passed away, I've grieved in different ways too. But for me, it's like, I could have easily shut down and just not engaged with any of the family stuff. But to me, I had to really proactively say, no, I'm going to engage and try and help and be present. And that's a real, I'm sorry, this is a real sad example
of
this.
It's important.
I think that was just the most raw, honest version of how I responded in a situation made a world of difference. Because if I closed myself off to my parents because I was so devastated, whatever it may be, I would actually miss out on a lot of beautiful moments of like being on the same page together in this really hard time. And so, yeah, I just want to encourage you, like, especially in that kind of situation. But in general, like, if sudden change happens, because it's going to happen to us all, we talk about, like, the last year being sudden change, it's always how you respond. And that's what you were talking about. Like, change that perspective, look back on it, and it's like, you know what? Yeah, it was really awful that what happened to my uncle. But in the same way, like, I'm so thankful for my family and how we actually came together. And really celebrated his life instead of resented it. I think that's... Yeah, a big thing. So anyway, sorry to bring it to that point, Bob.
Well, no, dude, I think that's a good thing to talk about because we want to talk about real stuff, you know? And, you know, maybe there's someone going through that same experience right now. And if there is, I do want to be sensitive with like the next thing that I'm about to say, but I'm pretty sure there have been like studies done where, I want to say this right away. There is the statistic that people who experience death in their life are happier.
Wow.
Because I obviously don't want to butcher it, but they're able to really contemplate death more.
Well, they got something to compare kind of, life to almost. Don't they?
Yeah, exactly. And I don't know like exactly why that is, but in the same way of, you know, going through a negative change or negative situation and you kind of like you're understanding that you will be better off on the other side. Mm. That's another way to look at, you know, a period where you've lost someone like that. Like I lost my uncle too when I was a teenager to cancer, and that, you know, it's just like now, you know, the family that my aunt remarried and just everything.
So much change. Hey, oh my
there's gosh. So yeah, tons of change there, but like, I don't know. There's like joy in it, especially as a believer too. Like we,
yeah, so true.
We know, you know, where he is, and that's the end goal in all of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Man.
Like he got there first, and kind of being able to contemplate life and death,
and to find joy amongst that. I
and
think.
And just like grow an understanding of all of the really confusing mess that it can be.
Yeah. And I know it sounds like we're saying, you know, if you're listening to this, you know, you guys are saying it like so surface level and it's easy. And I'm like, no way, man. It's hard. It's years of just like either going through it, years of just like grieving and whatever it may be. But I just feel like that. Yeah, that was important to say. Like, yo, that kind of change is like so, so hard, and it will never not be hard. Like, and if it's finding joy though is so rewarding in that, and not just for yourself, but like for the people around you, and to be, you know, to find joy together and to celebrate that person's life regardless of the circumstance is hard thing to do. But it is it sounds weird when I say it, but it does add beauty to my life, because I'm like, wow, okay, these things are important that I just think are normal things. It's like, no, that's awesome that I can go on a walk and do that kind of stuff. You start to value, like you said, you compare. Like, okay, life is actually, there's a lot of really beautiful stuff in life.
Yeah.
Even amongst the crazy change.
Yeah. It really puts things in perspective too. It's like a reality check. I think it's so easy for us to get caught up in our own world that we forget that a sudden tragedy or bad news or change is a reality of life. And we can forget that, especially when things are going really well for us, you know? And I'm not saying that we should live life kind of looking over our shoulder, waiting to get, you know, hit with bad news. But, you know, it's like what Gabe was saying, you know, people that have either experienced loss in their life, or people specifically that have experienced near-death experiences, tend to live a more fulfilling life because they've had this this experience that makes them cherish life more. You know, it's like it's like whenever you're squeezed, whenever you're put in a hard place, you can see what you're made of. When you think of like an orange, when you squeeze it, what do you get? You get orange juice. Same thing for like, you know, olives. And we see so much in scripture about olives and grapes being squeezed and crushed and what comes out of them. And so for us, there is a, I don't want to say a positive spin, but we can see what we're made of whenever we are squeezed or put in a hard situation. But I feel what you guys are saying.
Probably like a silver lining.
Yeah.
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 Rather than a positive spin, more of a silver lining in a extremely difficult season of life. You know?
Yeah. I mean, I lost two people last year alone that were, I was really close to. And that was, it was, and one of them was really, really sudden, like out of nowhere. I just went on my phone maybe a month ago and I made sure I saved the voicemail that he sent me. It was the last time I heard his voice. And so he called me on Easter, and then shortly after, you know. But then, you know, the other one was more like we're, you know, grandparents with older age and stuff like that, but it still doesn't make it any easier. But I do like the idea of, as we begin to process the steps of grief and we start to work through that, I do like the idea of like learning to love better, learning to embrace change, learning to roll with it, because
that's right.
I think we tend to have this like idealized version of who we're supposed to be and what we're supposed to do. And like Gabe was saying earlier, like in the beginning of this podcast, he was just like, you know, like we don't know the future. We don't know.
Yeah.
And if we put an expectation on the future, we're always going to be let down. You know, and so I think that it's important to, I don't want to say pop that balloon of who we think we're supposed to be or what we think we're supposed to be doing, but these really hard moments that squeeze us, they really force us to put life into perspective and start to cherish it. You know, it's almost like that cliche quote, oh my gosh. And it's, I mean, there's this, I saw this quote once on Instagram where basically it was like, the reason why dogs only live this amount of time is because they already know how to live in love, you know, and the humans live longer because they're learning how to live in love, you know, and you know, dogs, you know, it doesn't matter what you look like. It doesn't matter if you smell bad. It doesn't matter, whatever. Your dog is so happy when you get home. They're like, where have you been? I've missed you. I was checking the mail. Like, I was just outside. Yeah. Like, I literally stepped outside. And, you know, and so I think that is a nice, what you said, Gabe, a nice silver lining when you are experiencing great change like that. So let's also talk about, like, changes, whether it's, like, moving or, like, specifically you're going to Australia for a minute, right? Or, like, changes in careers.
Yeah.
Like, I just experienced a big career change. I would love to kind of talk about more kind of change that we kind of bring upon ourselves.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess I can start off with the Australia thing. So we had previously 2 years ago in 2019 came for a similar period of time where we were here for, you know, a few months. And through, I think once you've done a period of time or not a period of time, once you've done something, like experienced a change previously and you're going to experience it again, you are very prepared for what that change might bring. You know what I mean? So, like, everything that happened in that first time here in Australia for those few months, you know, from staying in the same house with in-laws to, you know, going from Airbnb to Airbnb to, you know, getting rental cars and flying around, lugging around suitcases to a bunch of different places, like just all the little different changes, knowing how you're emotionally going to react in some of those situations,
I love what you're saying, dude, because it's like you're being realistic about the change and you're being thoughtful about it. Like, for example, okay, I'm about to change the time zone by what, like 10 or 12 hours or something like that. I'm now going to have to pay more money for Airbnbs.
17 hours forward.
Yeah, I can't even keep track of it. It's like, and we're going to have to pay more money for Airbnbs, more money for travel. We're going to be catching up with more people. So I'm not going to be able to get as much work done. You know, there's so much change. But I think what's cool is if you go ahead and start processing it now, it'll help you adjust to it later.
Yeah. And a lot of that first experience that we had, along with the move that we went through just at the end of last year, both of those things together helped me kind of realize, like, this, I don't know, it kind of just helped me realize, like, wherever God takes me, I'm going to be okay. Yeah. And I'm not going to set unrealistic expectations for it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, God's going to take us to Australia. And we went through the 2 week quarantine and we were like, that's going to suck so bad being stuck in a room for 2 weeks. And then whenever anyone asked me about it, I'm like, dude, it was pretty, like, I had some really bad expectations for it and set up some safeguards and structure, knowing that it could be really bad and kind of mentally preparing myself for it to be a bad experience. And I don't know, it was positive. Whenever someone asked me about it, I'm like, it was a very positive experience. I had time on my hands to, like, do things. I kind of structured my time. Anyway, I'm kind of rambling on to say, like, I was preparing myself for change and didn't set, like, really, like, too positive, unrealistically positive expectations on the changes that were about to occur. Well, it's kind of leaving it up to God.
You learned from the Florida move, essentially, like, coming to Australia. Well, that's what you were saying before, but, like, just coming to Australia, it's like, no expectations now, let's just drop them back. Like, let's let God have it, essentially.
So, Zach, have you had any interesting, like, changes that you've had to process now that you're a newlywed?
I was going to ask that.
Wow, dude.
I was going to ask that.
Everyone loves the newlywed, baby. Everyone loves it. Let's go. Dude, the biggest bit of change for Chelsea and I is just, like, intentional time. Because when you're dating, and this is, like, its own podcast, but when you're dating, it's like, hey, let's go, for us to hang out, we'll go get coffee and we'll go do stuff. When now it's like, for us to hang out and have quality time, we could just watch Friends and that's a vibe. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. But what that does is that you kind of take away the intentional part of being married, which is like, yeah, we do adventures together. And mm-hmm. so the biggest challenge for me is just being like the change of having her accountability to be like, hey, we're going to hang out and we're going to do stuff. And I'm like, oh, true. Like, I can't just work late every night. I have to, I had to change my whole schedule. And we talked about in a previous podcast, Gabe and I are listening to a book called Essentialism. We're reading a book. I don't know how reading works anymore. And then, and Chad's also heard about it as well. And, you know, it's almost made me have to do that. Because if I want to squeeze in my marriage, which you should never be squeezing in your marriage.
Yeah,
I feel
like
that's priority. Mm-hmm. But for me to prioritize my marriage and then squeeze in work or the hustle or whatever it is, I had to really sit down and like restructure everything again. Mm-hmm. And so that was the biggest change, Chad. Like just, and my, dude, holy dooly, like the 2 weeks outside of marriage. So we got married, went away for a few days. And those first 2 weeks, like outside of when we got married or into getting married, sorry. Like, dude, I was a mess. Like, I was such a mess because I was like, everything, my whole system's all off. Mm-hmm. I worked so hard to build this thing. Like, now I have to like factor in my employee, Chelsea. No,
oh, no, no. Like, my word.
No, but you do think like, you know, my timing system was perfect. Like the way I use my calendar. And like for the first month of being married, Chelsea's like, you don't tell me when things are. And I'm like, oh, I've known about it for weeks. Like, yeah, what do you mean? And it's just because I didn't flip it into our calendar.
Mm.
One tiny thing could have prevented a whole lot of just heat where we were just like frustrated. We didn't know what was going on. And so,
yeah,
that sudden change of like somebody else holding me accountable or somebody else needed to know what was going on in my world. You know, that was weird, bro.
Yeah.
That was really weird.
Dang. Yeah. I find that super interesting because for me, this is going to sound weird and I don't know if it's true. So you guys can totally tell me like, Chad, shut up. Right. But I feel like I have a little bit more dirt on my hands than both of you.
Wait, shut up, Chad.
yeah, Chad.
Shut up.
And let's go to this ad real quick.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
And Lord, that we just pray cold. For Gabe. That was actually... Lord, we...
Dang, dude, that was good. Good.
Thanks, bro. Scar, thanks, bro. Thanks, dude. Thanks, bro.
Anyway,
I
Chad,
had to do
that
it.
Was one really good.
What do you mean dirt, Chad? What do you mean by dirt? What do you mean you have more dirt?
Man, I've had so much change in breakups, you know? Like, I know Gabe has had a pretty bad one. I know Gabe had a bad one, but like, I had like bad then.
Just like baggage. Just baggage.
Like baggage, right? I have a lot. Like, I'm talking like, and I had ones that I initiated the breakup and other people, then I had other ones where other people initiated the breakup. I had ones that ended because of cheating, you know, which was like really a hard thing to embrace because you had this hope that this person was going to honor you and then they didn't. And then now
that's
like,
a big change right there.
It's a change I initiated that I didn't want. And like, and even like careers, like whenever I got married to Tori, I realized that modeling wasn't the healthiest career for me to have as a married man. Cause you're just traveling nonstop. And I like to make my wife feel safe. I like to go out of my way to do that. And that, so I had to get rid of my financial security. And like Gabe actually worked with me on that. Like, remember we met up at Whole Foods and I swear we're not that bougie. It just had outdoor seating and we just wanted to like just sit down and like hang. And so
it had a nice little outdoor cafe.
Yeah, I'm just imagining you guys like shop. One's got a basket, the other's got a trolley. We're just at Whole Foods together.
Like. No, it was like an outdoor restaurant cafe sense. Vibe that they had. So we just went and sat down.
Okay, that makes way more sense.
And, he was-
We got grocery shopping together.
He helped me create an exit plan out of like the modeling industry. And I'm super thankful for that, but it was hard, you know, because I had to leave my comfort zone. I had to leave the things I know. And I just, and I've moved. Oh my gosh. I mean, I know Gabe's moved a lot too, but I mean, and I'm not trying to, this is not like a humble brag or like a weird flex, bro. Like that's cool. But like, you know, I traveled for school and then I moved to LA, then I moved to Miami, then I moved to Europe, then I moved to Miami, then I moved to New York, then I moved back to LA, and then I got married, and then I moved back to small town Florida. And there was, I feel like, and that was, by the way, that was from the year like 22, that was from age 22 on. All that moving was in the past, you know, 8 to 10 years. And so I was moving every year of my life across country. I was losing friends. I was like leaving friends. I was changing jobs.
No, but it's guaranteed change.
And so like
change.
Right? Yeah. And then, and now I've actually had a hard time connecting with people because I feel like I've become callous to setting roots in a certain place because I knew that I was going to have to leave people. Right. And I was like, I don't go out of my way to make friends or even find a local church because I have my current habits of, oh, I'm going to leave them in a year. What's the point? And so, but now I'm trying to change into like, oh no, this is like the home. Like, this is it. Like, you know, shout out. Gabe doesn't know this yet.
Your place now.
I don't know if Tori told you this, Zach, but Gabe's just finding this out just on the podcast. Tori and I are deciding to get a pool. So we're pretty jacked about it.
So good.
Like this is.
If you've listened to the previous podcast, congrats, you know that was like something Chad and Tori were trying to work out.
Yeah, we're trying to work it out.
That's hilarious. That's awesome.
So anyways.
Dude, good job. Way to go.
Thanks, man.
You're getting a hot tub too?
Well, we don't know if we can afford that yet. So it's like, okay, we're starting rectangle pool.
It's got to be in the budget.
Yeah. And then we're doing like the little shelf thing that you can like sunbathe on, right? And then we're going to try to do the hot tub. We're working that out.
So this is nice. Good change, bro.
This is a good change. Yeah.
Let's go.
It's not a good change in my bank account, tell you that much, you know. It's like a scale, you know what I mean? Like it's like, is this an even trade? Have you guys seen the Formula One memes about like, okay, yes, it's going to be a super, super boring race, but what we get is Verstappen winning, you have Norris on the podium, and then you have like Sainz and McLaren and all these other cars doing amazing. You're like, okay, I'll take a boring
Ferrari's
race for that.
Back, dude, apparently.
What the heck, dude.
Right? So anyways, brought that full circle.
Dude, you know, Red Bull's winning by 1 point in the championship.
Insane, dude. That is a good change.
They have wings.
That's for, I mean,
I don't know. I'm a Hamilton guy, but still.
I know, dude. I do like Hamilton. I'm like, dude, respect.
But I respect Red Bull.
I respect him completely. Wild, man.
Anyway, if you don't know what we're talking about,
get with the program.
So Dude, what were we even talking about after change? Yes, change in conversation. But anyway, no, I think it's over all the things that we covered, it's really like a mindset thing, and understanding how drastic change can be and how it can impact your life, and kind of just finding the silver lining through all of those different changes that can happen, whether they're sudden changes, whether they're ones that you plan, like you mentioned at the beginning, Chad, ones that are like a self-induced change and changes that are, you know, really beneficial to go through or really difficult to go through, and just through all of the different types of change, kind of finding that positive silver lining through it, and knowing that at the end of the season of change, there will be personal growth through the whole thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in to this episode of Prompt Us. And remember, you can follow us at Prompt Us Podcast on Instagram. That's our handle, at Prompt Us Podcast. And that is where you can submit prompts that will be topics that we discuss in future episodes. Appreciate you guys tons, and we'll talk again in the next one.
Prompt Us is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.